Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Extremely local news time. Seamus Toomey from Block Club Chicago. Seamus, we're going to have Alderman Brendan Riley on with us here before 8 o'clock. So what should I ask him about the electric scooters coming to downtown Chicago?
I would ask him how sure he is that this geo-tracking technology that will shut them down if they're on sidewalks will actually work. That's the technology that really sold a bunch of aldermen yesterday on the idea that that bringing scooters downtown is a good idea. There were some pilot programs for these electric scooters last year with mixed results. Some people loved them. Some people found them on sidewalks all over their area, chained to street signs. They were kind of everywhere. But the city voted to allow 6,000 of these to come back next spring. It's going to be a couple different companies where you can rent them for, by the minute or so. The downtown area, obviously extremely congested, or it used to be. And just the idea of people zooming around on sidewalks really freaked people out. But supposedly these scooters will shut themselves down if they detect that they're on a sidewalk. So you got to keep them in the street. Brendan, Alderman Riley, I'm sure will be interested to see people zooming around River North on electric scooters at midnight.
We'll find out in just a little while. The latest Six Corners development proposal is getting panned by the neighbors. How come they don't like it?
Yeah, it's never a good sign when the crowd boos you at a development hearing when you're trying to build an $80 million project in the neighborhood. But the big beef for folks around the Six Corners area in Portage Park was this project is just, they said it just has way too many surface parking lots. They appreciated some of the other developments in the area that have done either underground parking or parking garages where you don't have to waste quite so much surface area with just parking lots. They said it's way too suburban, which is, one of the worst things you can say about something in a city neighborhood. They're working on it. It's supposed to be about 110 homes spread out over this huge site. It used to be the People's Gas site, right about at Six Corners. It's at 3955 North Kilpatrick. It's in the early stages. They want to build about 15 stores, so I think they're going to probably have to go back and rework it a little bit if they're going to win over the crowd to keep them from booing at the next presentation.
Yeah, it sounds like it. John Prine is getting a nice honor in Lincoln Park. Tell us about this.
Yeah, it's, John Prine, obviously, we lost him right at the beginning of the pandemic, was one of the early victims of COVID. He was honored just last weekend with the honorary street sign in Lincoln Park, right about at Armitage in Dayton, which is significant because it was, just steps away from the old Fifth Peg where John Prine got his start at an open mic night as a student at the Old Town School of Music. Cut his teeth in that neighborhood in the 60s and 70s before he went on to much greater fame. There was a ceremony there. The Old Town School of Folk Music helped hold the ceremony along with Michelle Smith, and just a way to remember a Chicago legend, a mailman from Maywood who went on just to write songs about real people, and just to have his category, his catalog of music will just live on forever.
As well it should. All right, more at blockclubchicago.org. Thank you, Seamus. Have a great weekend. Talk to you next week.
Okay, thanks, Bob.